Well, let me remind you how we began this little series on growth, what seems like several months ago now. I don't think it was that long, but that's what it feels. Do you remember we started by looking at the metaphor that the Bible uses to help us to understand what it's like to become a Christian? The Bible makes it very clear that when we're born, we're not born as Christians. Just because we happen to be in a Christian country, if that's what you call Britain, some would dispute that. Just because we happen to be born from Christian parents, if your parents were Christians, doesn't make us Christians. Just because somebody sprinkled some waters on us as a baby doesn't make us Christians. The Bible's very clear that we're not born as Christians. So what the Bible does is it uses lots of different metaphors and illustrations to help us really understand what it means to become a Christian and what a great change that is for us. And one of the most famous examples and the one that we began this series was one that Jesus spoke of in John chapter 3 when he talked and he said, "You must be born again." You must, in other words, have a spiritual birth, just like once, long ago, you had a physical birth. And that spiritual birth is necessary for every one of us. If we haven't had that spiritual birth, then according to the Bible, according to the Lord Jesus, we're not actually a Christian. So we need to have that spiritual birth. We need God to give us spiritual life. Elsewhere in the Bible, it tells us that we were dead in trespasses and sins. And that's the natural state of every one of us, spiritually speaking. So if we're to be a Christian, we need that spiritual life to be born again. But then, as we mentioned after that, that's the kind of start. That's not the end. That's the beginning of the Christian life. And just as when a baby is born, we all look at the baby and they're all nice and as they're very young, but very quickly they start to grow and grow and grow. Whether they get more nice or less nice as they grow, I'll leave it to you to decide. But there's this growth that's very natural. We all look for it. And if a baby doesn't grow, then we get terribly concerned, and the nurses would weigh the baby, and if that line isn't going up on the charts, then doctors are called and tests are done, and everybody gets rightly quite concerned. And so it is in the Christian life as well. We're born again, certainly by God. That's an act of God, but that's the start. And every Christian, therefore, needs to grow. And if there isn't any growth, then there starts to be a concern and there starts to be a worry about the spiritual health of one another. And if there's no growth for a long period of time, we start to wonder, well, is there really any life at all? Perhaps we thought there was life, maybe that wasn't the case at all, because if there was life, there would be growth. So that's how we began this series on growth. And we've looked over the weeks at different ways in which we can grow, different ways in which we can grow together as God's people. And we're going to look in the coming weeks about ways in which when we're on our own, we can still grow. And we've been looking at four things about how we can grow together. And we've taken them from the book of Acts and chapter 2 and verse 42. You don't need to turn to it. It's a short verse. I'll read it to you. It talks about the birth of the church in Jerusalem. And it says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. So those are the four things that we've been looking at with regard to spiritual growth. And it's the last of the four that we're looking at this evening. Prayer. Praying, and specifically praying together. Because just after verse 42 comes verse 43 and then verse 44. And verse 44 says, "Now all who believed were together." And verse 46 says, "So continuing in daily with one accord." And in Acts chapter 2, there's this real emphasis on the church being together. So you could preach a whole series of sermons on prayer, and I'm sure many of you have heard whole series of sermons on prayer. I preached through the Lord's Prayer a few years ago here, and we spent several weeks looking at prayer. And tonight we've just got this evening. And therefore we're going to focus in particularly on how praying together helps us to grow. Maybe a little bit later in the series we'll look about praying on our own, but tonight the focus is on praying together and how praying together helps us grow as Christians. That's the big theme. And as I went through my Bible in preparation for this, I wrote down dozens of answers to that question. And I'm not sure that there would be many people left if I was to preach all of the things that I had written down on my sermons. You'd probably all start leaving in dribs and drabs at different times. So I've restricted myself to eight ways in which praying together helps us to grow. And as I settled on eight, I said to myself, I'm going to have to be very disciplined here to make sure that I give short points for each of the eight. So that's my promise to you at the outset, that there will be 8 points, but they will be short, and hopefully that they will encourage us together to seek God's face in prayer. So what are those things that can help us to grow? Why is it that prayer is so important, so vital, if we're to grow as Christians? And why is praying together so important and so vital? Well, here's the first reason that I want to give to you. Praying together helps us draw near to God. Praying together helps us draw near to God. You see, here's the wonderful thing about prayer. Prayer is not like writing an email. Many of us do that. Many of us do that several times a day. We need something, we want something, we write an email. Perhaps we a little bit old-fashioned maybe. Maybe we still write letters. We fill in forms because we want a particular thing. And off it goes. We fill it in and we send it off. But we don't actually get near to the person that we're communicating to. Very often we might not even know the person that we're communicating to. Dear sir, dear madam, to whom it may concern, whatever it might be. We just want to get across a particular message. We just maybe want to receive something. Maybe we've got a complaint about the gas people or the telephone and we're trying to get a refund or something, and off the letter goes. But prayer's not like that at all. And if we see prayer like that, we've completely missed the point about what prayer is. Do you remember how when Jesus was teaching his people to pray, do you remember how he began? Did he say, begin your prayers with, to whom it may concern? Did he say, begin your prayers with, dear sir? Maybe you might expect your prayers to begin like that. Dear sir, show a bit of respect and reverence. Well, we are to show respect and reverence when we pray. But we're also to show a nearness. Can we say a kinship when we pray? And therefore, the Lord Jesus taught us to say, when we pray, our Father. Our Father. You see, prayer is all about relationship. It's all about drawing near to God. Not sending a missive from a distance, but coming near to him. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm on my own, sometimes God can feel a little distant. Is that true for you as well? And sometimes maybe it can even be a struggle, sometimes perhaps, to draw near to God. Maybe there's all kinds of things distracting us, all kinds of thoughts running round in our mind, and we're trying to focus on God, but all these other things are getting in the way. Do you feel like that sometimes? But when we come together to pray, we get help from one another. And maybe we're struggling at the moment to be able to pray and to draw near to God, and all these other thoughts are going round our minds and we can't really concentrate enough to pray. But when we come to the prayer meeting, there's a chap or a lady sitting a few chairs away from us, and clearly her mind or his mind is very clear. And her mind or his mind is really set on the Lord Jesus Christ. And God is very near to them. And they pray. And as they draw near to God in their prayer, it's almost as though we all get sucked along with them. Have you experienced that in a prayer meeting? And we're taken with them as they pray. And therefore it can be a wonderful help to pray with others and together to draw near to God. Sharon and I, not that long ago, bought some bikes, and we had these grand plans about how we were going to cycle and get fit and lose weight and save money on petrol and all these other things. They haven't come out very often, these bikes, I'm afraid. But when we went on holiday to Prestatyn a few months ago, we took them with us and we cycled every day when we were there. And being the man and knowing the way to go, I always went in front. That was my role as I saw it. So off I pedalled, and Sharon dutifully pedalled along behind, and she was very happy with that arrangement. And then towards the end of the week, I hurt my leg, not seriously, but it kind of slowed me down a bit. So I said to Sharon, "Oh, you just go ahead, and I'll catch you up later. Don't worry." And she overtook me then and went off. And I found myself, I kept up with her very well, despite the bad leg. And we hadn't gone too far before she was starting to struggle. Now, here's the reason. Up in North Wales, just on the coast, we were literally right on the coast. There was a strong wind blowing. And I hadn't realized, but the person cycling behind has a doddle compared to the person cycling in front. It's much easier to follow than it was to lead. And there I'd been all the week, taking the lead without realizing that I was doing most of the work. And if you've seen the Olympic cyclists going along the velodrome, or even on the road, have you noticed that they keep changing the person in front? Because the person in front gets very tired quickly, because they've got go through the air, and you might think air doesn't make much resistance, but it makes a huge amount of resistance when you're on a bike. So the person at the front, they'll cycle for a little bit, and then they'll go be at the back of the group, and someone else will take their turn. And together, they're able to get to the end, to where they're trying to head for, much more easily than they would if anyone would be on their own. So when we're talking about drawing near to God, that's kind of what happens. We get caught up in other people's slipstream. And it helps us as we try and get near to God, and as we want to do that. And therefore, after a little while, it becomes our turn. And maybe when we can encourage others to draw near to God as we pray. So that was the first reason why praying together can help us to grow, because it helps us to draw near to God. And as we do draw near to God, we find he strengthens us. And we find that in him is the source of all life. And if we want to grow as Christians, we must be near to God. Just as a plant is going to grow towards the light, so the Christian is going to grow towards his God. And when that light is very bright, the plant grows the more. And as God is very near to us, we grow the more. And drawing near to God with the help of others is a real help in spiritual growth. Here's the second reason why praying together can help us to grow. It teaches us to depend on God. It teaches us to depend on God. You see, every one of us, all of the time, needs to depend on God. Sometimes we kid ourselves and we think, well, we do okay, and we've maybe got this job or this pension or so on, and we get this income coming in, we can pay the bills, we can do this, we can do that, and life's okay. But it doesn't take very much to knock us off kilter, does it? It doesn't take very much before we realize that actually we're not in control of very much at all. And we really do need God. We need God all of the time. We just don't admit it sometimes. But when we're in a prayer meeting, when we're praying with other people, very often it's much easier for us to realize that other people need God than it is for us to realize that ourselves. So maybe we're in a prayer meeting and somebody will bring a particular need to the prayer meeting, and they'll explain some difficulty or struggle that they're going through. And in your heart, you immediately think, well, that person needs prayer. It's not condescending. It's a very natural reaction. That person needs prayer. I really ought to pray for them, because they clearly need some help. That's what they're asking for. And we can see it when other people are in those situations. But sometimes we might be in the very same situation and think that we're fine and we can get on anyway.
But to see that other people need prayer and need God's help is a good reminder that we need help ourselves.
When I was younger, I would often be quite confident about all kinds of things. And I remember once going, I was going to say rock climbing, that's a little bit of a grand term. The rock was only probably about 9 feet tall, something like that. You couldn't quite reach the top of it if you stood on tiptoes. It wasn't very far. But with some friends was this challenge, can you get up there? Yeah, I can get up there, no problem, you know, as boys maybe tended to do. And I was full of confidence. It would be no problem to get up there. I didn't need any help to do it. No problem. I could see the handholds and the footholds. No difficulty at all. But it was going to be my friend. You go first. I managed to persuade him. Well, he got about 18 inches up, and he couldn't get any further. He just couldn't stretch to get into the next position. And the more he struggled, the more I realized how difficult it was going to be for me to get up. I had all this confidence. But as I saw him struggling, I realized that I too would struggle. And that can be a real encouragement, actually, as we come together, as we're honest with one another and admit that we struggle and that we need help. That can actually help others to realize that we need God too and that we're struggling, maybe even if we're not admitting it. So coming together to pray reminds us that we all depend on God for everything. Here's the third reason why coming together can be a real help and help us to grow. As we come together to pray, we can learn from others. We can learn from others. Some of you I know were brought up in loving Christian homes where you were prayed for regularly. And you would hear probably every day, maybe sometimes several times a day, you would hear mum or dad or both pray for you and pray with you. And you had a wonderful instruction in prayer through your parents or maybe through your grandparents and so on. If that's true of you, then thank God for it, because that's a wonderful blessing. But many of you didn't have that, did you? Many of you grew up in very loving families, but they weren't families who worshipped God. And praying wasn't something that happened in the home. And therefore, perhaps when you became a Christian or you started coming along to church and started thinking about prayer more often, you didn't have all of these godly examples from the past to be able to draw on and to help you in your praying. So maybe now you're a little bit stuck and a little bit thinking, well, how do you even pray? And you can maybe listen as we pray together on a Sunday, but there is something a little different about praying from the pulpit on everyone's behalf than praying on our own, even in a meeting. But if you come together with other Christians and you can hear others pray, what a wonderful, joyful lesson that is that we can learn from. And there's an intimacy about a prayer meeting that maybe you don't always get on a Sunday. And that intimacy is very important as we pray. We can learn from that. We can learn something about the relationship that Christians have with God. And there's something about the reality of a prayer meeting of ordinary Christians, not just the minister who's paid to do it. That's obviously not my motivation, but maybe to outsiders, sometimes it can feel that way. But ordinary Christians, just to pour out their hearts, seeking God, praying, can be a wonderful, wonderful encouragement. And here's another wonderful thing about learning from others at a prayer meeting. As we meet together to pray, then there's all kinds of different people pray. Some young people and some old people. Some people who've been Christians a long time. Some people who've been Christians just a very short time. Some people who are very outgoing and confident. Some people who are very nervous. And all of us pray. And we pray quite differently from one another. But we also pray to the same God in the same manner that we read about in his word. And it can be a wonderful encouragement to hear people just like us praying. We can learn from them. That was the third reason why praying together can help us in our spiritual growth. It's the fourth reason why praying together can help us in our spiritual growth. Because we can ask others to pray for us.
We can ask others to pray for us. That's a wonderful joy and a wonderful encouragement. You know, one of my biggest frustrations, you might say, that I have sometimes is that when we're reluctant to ask people to pray for us. I think I understand the reasons why. We don't want to be a burden to others. We don't want to worry people or the like. But actually, the Bible teaches us that we ought to share our burdens with one another. And we ought to be willing to help carry the burdens of others. And therefore, we ought to want to pray for one another. And therefore, inevitably, we ought to want to ask others to pray for us. I wonder if you do that. When was the last time that you asked somebody to pray for you? Can you remember? Was it a very long time ago? But we've all got needs, haven't we? We all need God's help. I'm sure we all pray for ourselves in different ways. So why not be encouraged by asking others to pray for you? Maybe even, I know we don't have a prayer meeting this week. Well, we do have a prayer meeting this week, but it's in Notha rather than here. And maybe that's perhaps not quite the setting that you want to share more intimate things with. But on a Wednesday night here, we have that opportunity to share things with one another. So why not come next time to the prayer meeting, a week on Wednesday? And why not then think, well, what are the things that are really on my heart? It may be family members. It may be worries. It may be that you just need some support and encouragement. And simply bring that to the meeting and say, would you pray for me? Would you pray for me? And perhaps if maybe that's just a step too far, maybe you're a little bit nervous about speaking out in front of people, maybe you're someone who tends to be a very private person, well, why not speak to a trusted Christian friend and say, would you pray for me? Would you pray for me? You see, it is a wonderful encouragement to be able to ask others to pray, to be able to ask for help. I'm sure some of you have been in situations at school where many years ago you were trying to do the work and you didn't understand the word that the teacher had said and you were really struggling and not getting very far at all. Well, nowadays in classrooms they very often have a teaching assistant, somebody whose job it is just to go around the children and make sure that everyone understands what's going on and to be able to offer that little bit of help. And that encouragement to be able to ask that teaching assistant or somebody else and say, would you help me with this? It's necessary for us, and it is in our Christian lives if we're to grow too. So we've had four reasons now why it's helpful for us to grow, helpful for us to pray together and how that helps us to grow. It helps us draw near to God. It helps us depend on God. It helps us to learn from others. We can ask others to pray. Here's the fifth one now. It's linked into what we've just said, so I'll be very brief with it. Not only can we ask others to pray, as we've just said, but we can hear others praying for us. So it's wonderful to be able to ask for help. That's great. But it's even better to see that help coming in the flesh, as it were. And it's a real joy and a real encouragement in a prayer meeting to be able to hear other people praying for us. And you see, here's the encouragement. It's twofold. It's important that we understand both these reasons. The first reason is encouragement is because it proves that you've got a friend who cares about you here in the church. That's an encouragement, isn't it? So there's someone who's taken the trouble to pray about whatever it is that's on your heart and whatever your concern is. And it demonstrates you've got a friend. Someone who's looking out for you. Someone who's concerned. And that's an encouragement, isn't it, to have a friend? But you see, it's more than that. It's not just that. The other reason why hearing others pray for you is an encouragement is because prayer really works. Because prayer means bringing our needs together before God. So as somebody else is praying for you, that's one part of the encouragement. But linked to that is that God is listening to the prayer being prayed. And that's even more of an encouragement, isn't it? So not only do you hear somebody pray and think, hey, there's somebody who's concerned about me, you also realize I've got a God who is listening to these prayers. And I've got a God who cares enough to listen. And I've got a God who I believe can answer prayer. And therefore it gives you encouragement and hope, and maybe the thing that you were worrying about, maybe you don't need to worry about it quite as much now, because you've got a friend who's concerned about it, and you've got a God who knows about it, and a God who can answer, and a God who can be to you all that you need in that situation. So you've got a friend, you've got a father, but not only that, you've also got a fellowship around you. Because as this person is praying their prayer, you've got another group of people all around who are saying their amens, and they're joining in. And here now is the sixth reason why we can be encouraged in our praying. Because we can be encouraged by others in this larger group. And sometimes when we're praying, maybe we're struggling in our prayers, and our words are coming out all wrong, and it's not going as we want. And am I really making myself clear? But there'll be someone who'll give us a good hearty amen just to spur us on. What an encouragement. It's a little thing, but what an encouragement that can be. And the amen is not therefore designed to say, keep going, brother, although it can sometimes mean that. But it's also saying, I'm praying with you and for you. What a great encouragement that is. And the prayers are being multiplied, therefore. And I'm praying, and I'm praying for this thing that's on my heart. But I've got other people, some silently in their minds, some out loud, who are saying their amens, and who are bringing together and encouraging me and helping me to pray. What a joy that is. And when we come together and when we pray out loud, maybe sometimes, not always, but sometimes there'll be someone who will come to you and say, it was a real encouragement to hear you pray tonight. A real encouragement. And very often it is, even when we don't say it, it's still an encouragement. And there's many, many times when I've gone home on a Wednesday night after prayer meeting and I've said to myself, it was good to be here tonight. Good to pray. Good to hear brothers and sisters in Christ praying and amening together. So we've got two reasons left. And 5 minutes left to finish them. Let me get through them quickly. Here's the seventh reason why coming together to pray helps us to grow. It's very simple. It helps us to exercise our gifts. It helps us to exercise our gifts. You see, we're designed as Christians. When we're made new, when we're given this new life, we're brought into this relationship with God. And that therefore means that we're designed now to be a praying people. Because we want to communicate to our Father. That's what a child does, doesn't it? Very naturally, as soon as it's born, as soon as it gets life, it starts to scream and to cry for its parents. That's what it does by nature. And so it is for the Christian. When we're born, when we're given life, we immediately start to call to our Father in heaven. It becomes what used to be unnatural, then becomes natural. And therefore God has given us this privilege and this gift to be able to pray. And just as a little baby maybe is weak and helpless in some ways, it can't do much, little baby, can it? But boy, they can scream well, can't they? And a new Christian's like that as well, you know. Maybe he doesn't know very much. Maybe he can't do very much. But boy, they can shout to their father well. They can call for help well. Because they're thankful and glad to be alive, maybe, in a way that sometimes we forget. Sometimes we can forget that. And sometimes we can almost become rusty in our praying. And maybe there are those here this evening for whom that's the case in corporate prayer. It's been a long time, maybe, since you prayed out loud in a prayer meeting with others. And maybe you feel, you know, it would be a real struggle for me to pray. It's been so long since I've done it out loud. And it's not that you don't pray. I know there are many people who don't pray out loud in a prayer meeting, but are amongst our most prayerful people. I know that. And it's not that you don't know how to pray. You do know how to pray. You could teach us things about praying. And we'd long to learn that from you and to hear you pray and to be able to say amen to the things that you pray for. And it's wonderful to be able to exercise our gifts. And maybe we are a little bit rusty. But God gives of His Spirit, doesn't He, to help us? And the Holy Spirit is like that oil that deals with the rust, the WD-40 on the hinge. And therefore we can ask God for help in praying. And I've said before, but it's worth repeating, in those little pauses that we get in prayer meetings, the purpose of those pauses that we get in prayer meetings is to give every one of us opportunity to pray silently and quietly to God. And I think the most helpful prayer we can possibly pray in those silences is very simply this: Lord, help me to pray. Lord, help me to pray. And that's the encouragement I want to give you in those little silences that we get in prayer meetings. Lord, help me to pray. Here's the final reason why coming together to pray can help us in our spiritual growth. It's very simple. It's that when we come together to pray, we hear not only people praying, but we hear of answers to prayer. We hear of answers to prayer. Now, this is a wonderful thing and a wonderful encouragement, isn't it? To be reminded as we meet together that God answers prayer. And maybe 2 or 3 weeks before, we've been praying for a particular person or a particular situation. And now that person who brought that prayer request those few weeks ago is able to come back and to be able to say, you know that we were praying for so and so? Well, let me tell you how the Lord has answered that prayer. And we're able then to give thanks for the way in which God has answered our prayers. And we need to be honest, don't we? Sometimes we pray and we don't get the answer that we want or that we even expect. And that can be very discouraging sometimes. And if we're going through a season in our own praying where God is not answering in the way that we were hoping for, but maybe giving us other answers instead, we might be a little bit in the doldrums. We might even start to think, well, does God really answer prayer? Does God really bless? And in that spirit, we can come along to a prayer meeting and we can hear the testimony of others saying, you know what? God really does answer prayer. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you how. What an encouragement it can be to pray together. So there are just 8 out of dozens of reasons that I could have given why it's good to pray together. There's a very simple application, isn't there, for all of us this evening. Do we do it? Do we do it? Do we come together to pray? The midweek meeting on a Wednesday is obviously an ideal time to do that. And if you can at all come, I would urge you to encourage yourself and to encourage us by coming and by praying in the prayer meeting, either out loud or silently or with your amens. Come and pray. This week, as Nigel has said, we're up in down in Nodfa in Ponte Delice. And we're going to be gathering together with other churches to pray. Come to that meeting and be encouraged not just by your brothers and sisters in Bethel, but by your brothers and sisters in other churches. Hear what God is doing there in those churches. An even bigger group come in together to pray. You'll find that a real encouragement. But don't think that praying together must happen only in a prayer meeting. Because praying together can happen in all kinds of contexts. Those of us who are married and our spouses are a Christian, we're able to pray in that relationship. Not all of you have that privilege. If you don't, well, why not find a close Christian friend and say, why don't we pray together? Maybe once a fortnight or once a week or so on, just to pray together. What are the things that are on your heart and mind? Let me pray for them for you. And here are the things that are on my heart and mind. Would you pray for them for me? Those of you who are good friends, why not do that for and with one another and encourage one another to pray? But in all this, remember that as we pray, what we're doing is coming before our Father in heaven. We're coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of this is possible only because of this wonderful gift that He has given us of prayer. What fools we would be if we, as it were, left that gift on the shelf and didn't use it, give it a full use as God has intended us to have. So let's pray together as we close and come to sing together. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank You for the privilege of prayer. We thank You for being able to pray together. And Father, we're so glad that we can pray on our own. But we know, Lord, that as we come together, we can encourage one another and be encouraged by others. We can pray for one another and be prayed for ourselves. We can seek your face together. And when one of us is struggling, then the other can spur us on. And Father, we thank you for all of these blessings. And we pray, Lord God, that you would help us to pray together, to seek your face together, and to do so for the glory of God. For we ask in Jesus' name, Amen.